Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Okay, thank you for your attention to that matter. Now, let's move on to speed jokes. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Friday, we like to play back some of our favorite jokes and pick the joke of the week. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a golden retriever, and John Williams will star as a cat.
I was so excited when our owner came home.
We're going to miss you, Dave Ennett.
I was so excited.
All right, we'll do the joke now. Steve, go ahead, do it again.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a golden retriever, and John Williams will star as a cat.
I was so excited when our owner came home.
I don't care.
My tail was wagging so fast.
Not interested.
In fact, I accidentally knocked two mugs off the shelf.
Tell me more about these falling mugs. Now the cat is interested. Joke of the week number two. I had to quit my job at the cat shelter, Dave.
Why?
They reduced me hours. That concludes cat jokes. Here's number three. Hey, Dave, recently I visited the world's tiniest wind turbine exhibit.
And?
Not a big fan. Here is joke of the week number four. Hey, Dave, I found an old bottle of Whiteout in the back of my desk here at WGN. I'm taking it to Sotheby's for an evaluation.
Wait, why?
Dave, it's a collector's item. Joke of the week number five. Hey, Dave, my mom used to say, you might not be the dumbest guy in the world.
Well, that's nice, sorta.
I'm not done. She'd say, you're not the dumbest guy in the world, but you better hope he doesn't die. Joke of the week number six, please. Hey, for the record, Dave, I'm against studying civics in school.
Why?
Well, we should not be studying civics unless we're also studying Fords and Chevys and Dodge Ram pickups and... And Steve, what else should we be studying?
Silverado.
There's an ad lib, ladies and gentlemen. Here is joke of the week number eight. If you watch Jaws backwards, it's a heartwarming story about a shark who gives arms and legs to people who need them. I kind of like that joke. That was number seven. Here comes number eight. Hey, Dave, I've been trying to break up with this optometrist I've been seeing.
What's the problem?
Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves a little closer and says, how about now? Not bad. Here's number nine.
So you'll be looking for a new girlfriend?
Yeah, well, I may not be that good looking, Dave, or athletic, funny, talented, or smart. I forgot where I was going with this, but I do like bacon. Which is nice. Number 10, please.
Hey, John, how many push-ups can you do?
Well, if they're orange, I know, in fact, I can do a dozen. Am I laughing at that twice? Here's the next one. Hey, Dave, we're sure going to miss you when you cut back your time here at WGN.
Oh, thanks, John.
You'll have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, we're going to travel and get projects
done.
So,
Dave, I got some really good books for you to read with all this new free time you're going to have.
I was afraid of this.
Hey, Dave, have you read Caulking Made Easy by Phil McCrevis or I Was a Russian Uber Driver by Pickup and Drop Off?
I don't think those are real books,
here,
John.
Here, Dave, read Monster in the Bathroom by Heidi Ingletub. And here's the memoir of a mad scientist who crossed a man with a duck.
Okay, who wrote that book, John?
Willie Waddle. Hey, Dave, do you have a copy of Sitting on the Beach by Sandy Bum or How to Dance in the Middle East by Shake Your Booty?
You gave me that book last year.
It's out in paper now, Dave. And here, Dave, read What Imelda Marcos Left Behind by Oliver Schuss.
I wonder if we can move up my departure date.
One more for you. Read Yep. Answering the Questions of the Universe by Howard Ino. Should we just stop now or move on? Here's joke of the week number 12.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor and John Williams will star as a patient.
That hemorrhoid cream caused a bad reaction.
Really? Where did you apply it?
On the number 4 bus. Joke of the week number 13, please. Oh boy, so I just found out that you're supposed to pee on a jellyfish sting, not on a jelly stain. My apologies to everyone at the Waffle House. One more joke, please. Here we go. Dave, no one has seen the Zamboni driver.
Oh, I'm sure he'll resurface sometime.
Some of these jokes aren't that funny, and they're making me laugh today. Steve, what was the joke of the week this week, please?
Oh, man, a lot of good ones, but how can I not vote for Dave Ennett as a golden retriever?
Bob Kessler says...
The book titles, especially what Heidi in the tub. Yes,
Heidi in the tub.
That was good.
That's another Dave of the books. Dave Ennett, where are you going to go today?
Backward Jaws.
Yeah. Like that one. I'm going to go with books for Dave as well, which leaves producer Pete. Where are you going to go, my friend?
Dave's books.
Dave's books. Ding, ding, ding. That means that one wins, but I wrote those jokes this week, so I win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And we'll randomly select a name, too. And Dave, let's do more of these on Monday. Sound good?
Yeah, let's do that, John. There aren't going to be any more books, though, I presume.
You don't know that, Dave.